Hey guys, and welcome back to Triumvirate. It's been a while. I'm here with Seth and Peter once again.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back.
You said before, like, you said, was it you, Seth? You said 2 years. I don't know if that's true.
I mean, honestly, it's definitely been a minute.
I think it's been, 2 years, because I was in my apartment last time we did one, and that was 2022, so.
Wait, apartment, like, by yourself?
No, I was in my apartment. What do you mean by myself? I haven't lived alone in, like, 7 years.
7 years?
Actually, that's kind of crazy.
5 years,
that's crazy to think about, too.
That's also crazy.
I lived with Seth. Well, actually, I've never lived alone, you know?
Oh, yeah, you've always had your family.
Yeah.
Definitely. Didn't we talk about that? I've had that realization, too, that, like, I had, like, a small stint between when I, like, left Trinity and I went to my first place, and I was there for, like, 4 months, and then I was never alone again. And before that, like, I always had, like, roommates, because I lived with my family, and I had roommates, you know? I always shared a room. That was the thing. It wasn't even like I didn't live alone. I always shared a room.
I mean, after Adam left, I was alone, I guess, for like a year and a half till I got married, or however long that was.
Whoa, you got married?
Just like, I was alone.
I was alone. I mean, like, I didn't live with anybody. Yeah. I lived by myself. But
I don't think... I've never really lived alone like you guys. Like, Seth was alone after I left, and then... Yeah, Peter, when you moved to, Tennessee?
Tennessee, but that was only for like 5 months, and then I never went alone again.
Do you guys like it? I feel like I would thrive in it, honestly, as someone who's like, just prefers kind of silence and like, doing my own thing.
I had my own routine. It was such a long time ago, and I had such a short time period that I was just by myself. I mean, it was nice. But I do miss, like, the aspect of, like, coming home to someone, whether or not, like, they're just a roommate or not, and then, like, not being, like, fully alone, like, always at least having someone to, like, just talk to and do things with and be like, hey, you want to go get food or something like that? I missed that aspect of it.
Do you miss being able to watch, like, 7 seasons of Game of Thrones in 2 days?
Well, I did that anyway.
That's what I remember.
I was going to say, I feel like I don't know if I did like less. I mean, I say less productive things like watching shows and playing games. I mean, it's not, people can view that however they want, but I feel like I just did more of that. Like, I don't even know how to do, like, what I'm trying to say. I guess like it was like, I don't know. I guess I just kind of like hunkered down as like a hermit and just really embraced that lifestyle when I like lived alone.
Well, you did it during COVID when you really couldn't like do much, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It was kind of because you left forced like that to be alone. Summer.
Yeah,
you left the summer of 2020, and then I was alone after that for like a year, year and a half or something.
It was like a double whammy. You know?
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Maybe I was just embracing the hermit life because that was the world was going to, you know,
kaput.
But you still went home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still went back to.
Yeah.
To
you. See my parents, you would still go out, but... do your weekly licking of the doorknobs at the mall. You know, kissing of the babies at the infirmaries.
Covering myself in peanut butter.
Yes.
Or, no, I'm sorry. That was your thing from last episode.
No.
It's been so long that I don't even know if the app that I use to upload these will even still be there. Or if I'm
if
able
you're
to
listening
still
to this, it uploaded. It was still there.
Yeah. Very true. If you can hear this, I think Spotify bought them. So hopefully. That means that they're still around, but we'll find out.
Actually, unless the person listening to this is Adam, because he recorded this and is weirdly listening to it on his own. Adam,
these don't go anywhere. These are just recorded and kept on Adam's phone.
No, they go somewhere. We do have an audience.
Yeah, way to like throw our audience under the bus there, Peter. Yeah,
we made a decent amount of money off of this too.
Your mom listens to it.
I think we're at...
and he's like,
well, no, it's been cares. 2 years. We don't know if anybody will even, like,
that's true, other than us.
That's the time's still crazy. Like, you were talking about it before, I think. We're all married now.
Yeah.
Think about that. We got
married. Last time we did this podcast, we weren't married, and here we are after our fever dream to rings on our fingers.
I think, Seth, I think you were engaged, and...
Yeah, I was.
It was coming up. Actually, now that I think about it, I wasn't in my apartment. I was in between moving, I think. No, never mind. I was in my apartment. Yeah. But yeah, Seth, you were engaged. I was still dating. Peter.
I was alone.
Yeah, you were single, actually.
I don't remember where we did the last one, where I was.
I think it was like summer of 22, because my wedding was in the fall. So it was like... it was like coming up, and then I think shortly after that.
Then I might have been in Arizona at the time.
And then, yeah, you might have been in Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah, then I would have just met or gotten close to meeting. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so if you out there have doubts that, like, I can't get married in 2 years, yes, you can. Or if you hear us and you're like,
technically you can get married faster than that, really.
I mean,
because it took, how many years did it take you, Adam? It took you 15 years, and then you said was like 12.
I think mine was six years.
Yeah, how long have we been friends? We all married each other because we couldn't find anybody.
I'm telling you, I'm just saying, we buy a big house and we all live in it. It has to be like a 12 bedroom,
okay,
5 bath.
All right, this is funny. I have a friend, and we were talking about like buying land and starting, like, you know, building a house and having our little houses on like this big property, and all of us like raising farm animals or whatever.
You're talking about what I just offered to you, or you?
Yes. Hold on. Let me get there. Let me cook. so we were talking about that. Then the friend that visited us this weekend, of her own, was like, we should start we should get a property and you know, put houses on it and have a little community. And then my sister called me today and was like, I'm telling you what, we should get land and we should build houses, our little community. And now Peter's like, oh, we should get land and build a house. What is this idea that everybody has that of going like off the grid and starting this little communities? Every person I talk to you is big on it right now.
I think it's the autonomy factor. I think people think that they like, it's really interesting. It's like people are like, oh, I don't want, I really love it with, I don't know if you've ever ran into people that think that they're like, what is it called? Independent citizens. And it's like, well, I don't want taxes. I don't want anything. They're like, but I do want to drive on the roads to get to stores. And it's like, but wait a second. that's not how a society works.
I think it's because nowadays you don't really interact with your neighbors. Well, I mean, I interact with like my close to neighbors, but not like the whole street. I feel like people used to have like whole block parties, and maybe some neighborhoods still do. But I feel like we're reaching the age where like we kind of stay away from our neighbors because we don't trust them, or like we don't know who they are. So building a community of neighbors that are your friends sounds really fun. This past weekend, I was just at Rachel's friend's house, and they live across the street from her other best friend. So it's like really, it was really easy to hang out with all of them because they were just like come and go, and like, and they were like, hey, this house next to us might be open soon. You guys could move into that one, and then all three of us would be here. And it's near like the lake and everything. And I'm like, that actually sounds amazing. I would love to do that.
I definitely think you're onto something. I think it's like the closeness of having like your friends next door. My brother and sister live next to each other. Like the house across from my sister opened up, and my brother's looking for a house, so he ended up buying it. And then they would just like walk back and forth and hang out all the time. And then my brother, my younger brother Blaze, he's got a job at the same place I work at, and so he's actually moving into Gage, so we're gonna be right across the street from each other.
Same place?
Well.
Yes.
Yes.
What's his degree in? Is it the same thing?
No, he's in like supply chain and business.
Oh, so. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So but yeah, he's moving into my old apartment. He's going to be like right across the street. So
wait, into your old apartment?
Well, not specifically my unit. That building. Just like the complex.
That room.
So he'll be close and it'll be fun to like hang out with him. But
I think realistically, like if we were trying to like min-max our lives, like...
Yeah.
Theoretically, if we all worked together and pulled our money together and like lived together and saved together, like as a team, us like and our families, we could like probably grow a savings faster, like grow things way faster and be like theoretically.
We're not doing anything new, because I swear this is like a common strategy in extended families, specifically immigrant families do this a lot. And then I've heard the same mantra from Andrew Tate fans that are just like, just you five dudes grinding it out, money towards Bugattis and you can have a party house. So it's funny because like one's like hardworking immigrant families trying to better themselves in their generations of family. And the other side is like alpha male sigma grind set men that like to mew on their off time.
Which one are you going for again, Adam? Immigrant family or alpha male?
Probably men? Immigrant family, because I've seen some of these houses around here where like I know it's multiple families living in it and they're ginormous. One of them is like in the neighborhood behind your parents' house, Seth.
That house is insane. Yes.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah. That one's massive.
Peter, you probably drove around delivering near.
I drove Katie by it.
Oh, did you?
No, I legitimately have. No, I've never delivered back there because I think that's the only house back. No, there's like three houses back there.
There's a couple. Yeah. There's one with like a basketball court, like barn that has an underground tunnel to the house or something like that.
Oh my gosh. That's stupid.
Yeah, no, we could easily just, you know, pool, not easily, we could just pool all of our assets together, but like
I think it's more enticing for guys than like if we asked our wives, they'd probably be like, that doesn't sound too fun. Like but for us it'd be like, that'd be awesome. Like
I was also thinking about it. I think the reason that people like talk about the community and like starting like the commune or whatever is because like realistically to go like live next to each other, it's hard to find jobs in all your respective fields. So like if you just bought one plot of land and all like contributed in working on it, like, you know, you take care of the farming aspect. I'll take care of the chickens. You take care of like the like.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean?
Now we're talking about different things. You talking about like literal living off grid? Like,
yeah.
We're okay. So like,
oh,
okay. I don't want that. I don't want to go back to collecting rainwater in barrels and filtering it and drinking it and taking showers that way. That's cool. I'm certain we could do that with enough solar panels and make warm water and we could make amenities. That's usually a lot more labor intensive and money intensive, like capital intensive, more than I want. Some people want that. I would be under the I would be more willing to do the whole like we buy a McMansion, we all have our own jobs and lives, but we like share like a shared domicile basically.
Yeah, okay, let me rephrase this. That was like the stuff that I was talking about in those groups of people. They're like, oh, we should start like our community. Whereas what Adam's talking about is different, but
anyways. See, so do they all friends want to have chickens and like they want that?
Yeah,
they don't want to do like rainwater and barrel and live off the grid, but they do want like a plot of land where like you can raise like, you know, farm vegetables and raise chickens and things.
I do want that, like a lot of
homesteady type of things, but not like primitive. Like we built a teepee made out of the hide from the deer that we caught.
Like, the thing is, you can do that in your backyard with a farm, like, or with a thing. Like, my neighbor, new neighbors moved in. They, like, we could see it even through their fence. They, like, immediately started erecting a giant barn, or like a shed, but it's more than like a shed. I think it's a chicken coop. Katie thinks it's a greenhouse, but legitimately it's like a massive shed, and they started erecting all these fences and stuff. I think it, they're doing like a chicken coop in their backyard, and we're just in the middle of a suburb. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're like what is it called? If you don't have a homeowners association, as long as there's like no like statutes against it, like
chaos.
You could. There's nothing stopping you.
You just like some kid that was, you know, grew up on Fortnite just starts erecting a tower in like the backyard.
Oh, I heard this thing once where it's like a landlord can't stop you if you just plant a tree in the middle of your apartment. You just plant a tree. It's just like, it's like, what? It's like, well, if you can't prove you planted the tree, and it's like in 15 years the foundation's just gonna be destroyed.
You can just nurture it with a grow light and water every day for 15 years.
That is, oh my god. In
the IT world, the officer's like, where did this come from? I don't know, officer. I came home and this tree that's 4 foot around was here.
That poor, it wouldn't be the same landlord. It'd be like one, like two generations down the line. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you're the ground floor unit, and like, from you're the above them, your floor starts getting pushed in.
In the IT field, they call that a logic bomb. It's like if you know you're about to be fired and you know that you're like the only one that knows this program, like that the company runs off of, and you put in some code to like delete itself on a certain date.
Yeah.
Like after you're fired, then yeah, you can get in serious trouble for that. But it's like a real life logic bomb.
Yeah, but yes. Like you could get like legal action taken against you for sure. Yeah. Unless you like programmed it to like wipe all the evidence, like, and they couldn't track you. But I imagine. Yeah,
but what are they going to do? There's already a tree there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
what are they going to do? I like eating apples. What are they going to do? It's kind of like if you like threw like grass seed in your carpet or something like that.
What happened? Who hurt you, Peter?
Peter, I can't even get grass to grow in my backyard. Like, I don't think it would do any. Like, I've been trying to grow this patch for like a couple months, and it's just not growing.
Just get like turf. Just replace that little patch with like ultra that, green well, turf.
I'll probably just buy like what is it?
Chod or whatever. It's like
where it's already grown grass and you just kind of put the pieces down.
Oh, sod. I think it's fine. Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna do that. I think that's probably my best bet, but I'm trying it one last time, and I'm trying to water it more this time. So
good.
That's what I was thinking about this, like home improvements and like home maintenance. It's kind of weird because like is it just kind of like a requirement now? It's like once you buy a home, you're like, now I have to be handy. Like everybody that buys a home has to somehow be handy within their home now. Does that make sense? Like I guess you could pay someone to do fix everything or like improve anything in your house, but like I feel like it's a one thing in life that everybody that buys a home suddenly becomes like a handy like home improvement person.
Do you have something on this, Seth?
I was just going to say, in general, I think that you end up spending a bunch of money on a house to the point where you can't afford to just outsource every single thing unless you're like uber rich, and especially in today's economy. So you're kind of forced into being like, well, I'm going to have to figure this out, you know, and with YouTube and everything else, you can kind of pull resources to fix most things, I would say. So
I think that, like, I'm trying to think how to talk about this, but I believe that like there's like a certain level of tasks in life that you should know how to do, and then other ones that like you slowly learn more to do as you age. For example, it's like, who taught you how to like wash dishes? And it's like, okay, that's a very basic task you teach children because you have dishware that you eat on, because you're not going to eat out constantly and eat on disposable stuff or not eat on like something, you know what I mean? And so like you learn that early on, and then you go later in life, it's like, well, yeah, you could just not learn. And some people don't learn how to do like laundry until they're in college or whatever because their parents did it for them. but like I think like there's like a certain level of like tasks that like increase when it's like, okay, I own a house. It's like I need to know how to like screw in a light bulb. And it's like, did someone teach you how to screw in a light bulb? It's like, yeah, probably someone when you were younger. And it's like, but like I understand the appeal of being like, well, I just want a house that does nothing and everything's automated and I don't have to worry about it. But then like there's also a level that's like, it's almost like being like a modern Renaissance man where it's like, well, I know how to like do basic like handiwork. I can screw in a light bulb. I can put up like a picture frame perfectly level. I can like re-change the pipes on like a sink or a toilet or something like that. You know what I mean? So those are like excess tasks that you have to learn when you get a house, because otherwise, like I said, you either have to like pay someone to outsource it, or you just, it's like just a part of like owning it. It's like when you get a car, it's like you got to learn a little bit about car maintenance, otherwise it's like it just doesn't work.
Yeah, and I think too that like once you it's like a snowball effect, because once you start doing, oh, I, you know, tightened up the sink a little bit to stop the leak, and you know, I changed my oil, then it's like, well, I could do my brakes, or I could, if I did my oil, I could probably take the next step and do something like a little harder. And then you just keep like becoming more handy and more handy, and you know,
to a point, yeah, where you don't need really anybody. Like once someone shows you how to do so, I found like with a car, once someone, like you see someone do it like to your own car and you see how kind of not easy it is, but you're like, oh, okay. It's like, it's kind of like Legos. These pieces can only go one way on a car. So, like, now I just changed my brakes recently. That's why I'm bringing this up. But, like, now change my own brakes, where some people are like, I've never changed my brakes before. Like, I didn't even know it was that easy to do. And, like, you can do it in, like, you know, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Like, is it fun? No. But is it, like, kinda. Is it easy? It's like, yeah, like if you know what you're doing and you've done it, even if you don't know what you're doing, after you like look it up, like sure, it takes maybe like an hour, and it's like, and
yeah, it probably saves you 20 minutes, buddy, but that is
literally was 20 minutes. Yeah,
Seth, if you're only changing one tire, which you definitely shouldn't,
that's
should
10 minutes try to there, change Peter
both tires,
that's 20.
But you know what I mean, like it's, yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, it, I was also, you mentioned something, Peter, and it was, this is a random question I'm going back on with laundry, yeah, and like parents doing laundry, right? Were we not able to do laundry younger because it was dangerous, or because like we just like because of the chemicals or because of the machinery? Like why, like doing laundry is kind of easy. Like why don't kids start doing it younger?
I think it could be a couple things. One, definitely Tide Pods were not like very common, so you had to like
they're measure delicious out
the cup. Yeah, you had to measure out the cup of like the stuff. So that was probably a little bit like, it's a heavy like jug, so you didn't do it till you were a teenager. I definitely think that like we had different experiences. Like I think all three of us are pretty similar, but I know like people that like had to do their laundry when they were like a young teenager. That's how their parents like forced them to do it and stuff like that. I think that like a portion of it could also be like typical like gender roles where it's just like the wife does this, blah 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 blah, and it's just like like my mom had me do certain chores and my dad had me do certain chores, but usually it wasn't laundry until I like went to like I think it was high school, and then I don't think my mom ever said I she wasn't doing my laundry, but I just decided I wanted to do my laundry, so I just started doing my own laundry.
And Seth, you still don't know how to do laundry, right?
No, not at all. That was the sole reason I actually got married. But
don't you take showers and then you take the clothes off in the shower?
I just use the soap on my clothes in the shower, the shampoo and everything. Use the
dishwasher for the laundry. Probably could, actually.
You can't.
It's like that cheapskate guy who like kept the tags on and would just wash his shirts and his body all at once and then return the shirts later after he wore them for like months because they still had the tags on. I was like, ugh.
I think it depends if you have one of those front-facing laundry machines or like the top ones too, because like a kid can't really reach into the top one. Like,
you can fall in it.
Because like my wife could hardly like reach the bottom laundry in the top loader. Like
that's why you gotta have a step stool.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like kids often don't do it either because, like, you might mess up, especially if you're doing, like, nicer clothes or something, you know? Like, your parents tend to take it over so you don't, like, ruin your pants or something. Oh, man.
I was thinking about this. I was watching Seinfeld, and, like, some of the stuff's so dated. And one of them was, like, it was a whole bit about he took his stuff to a dry cleaner. And I was like, I have never used a dry... I think I've used... Let me say that again. I have used a dry cleaner before. Probably when I was in, like, college, early college, and I've never used a dry cleaner since. I know they still exist. I see them all the time. I've never messed around with them, but I actively remember my dad, when I was a kid, would be like, I gotta go pick up my suits from the dry cleaners. Do you guys remember that? Like, was that, like, more of a common thing?
Well, we would just hang a bag of, like... I'm saying, like, recently, as of, like, maybe probably a couple of years ago, my parents still hang a bag of clothes on the door, and, like, someone picks up their dry cleaning and then brings it back for, like, my dad's.
Wait, did you say dry cleaning or laundromat?
Dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning.
Oh, okay, dry cleaning.
Well, I know laundromat still exists.
Peter was saying that he did, like, use a laundromat, and then he said dry cleaning, and I got
sorry, I meant dry cleaning.
Yeah, okay. I've never dry cleaned anything, actually.
I've never dry cleaned, but my dad does. But I also don't wear suits, and I feel like they're getting away from, like, wearing, you know, suits, unless you're, like, I don't know. I feel like companies are getting away from that. They're getting more of, like, the casual dress vibe.
Yeah, that business casual type of thing. Polo in jeans or something. Mm-hmm. Even when I go to, like, weddings, though, I usually just wear, like... I mean, unless it's, like, in winter when it's cold, I won't wear a jacket. So, I mean, I might wear my suit jacket, like, once every year or two or something. Because most of the time I'll just wear, like, nice pants and, like, a button-up tie. Maybe, like, a little sweater or vest or something over it, like, to add some pizzazz. But, like, most of the time I don't even wear a jacket anymore.
What is dry cleaning?
Well, it's where they, like, steam it and they
get
unwrinkled. And they also clean it. Yeah, no, they can clean it and then steam it. Yeah.
Interesting. Do you guys?
It's like a dry cleaning process versus wet, so your stuff doesn't, like, shrink or whatever.
That was exactly what I was gonna say. Do you guys run into the issue where your clothes shrinks now, like, a lot, or is it just, like, it shrinks the first time you dry it and then after that it's fine? Because I found that my clothes, like, maybe it's me getting bigger, which actually might be, but, like, my clothes keep shrinking and shrinking, and, like, to the point where I don't use heat. I use the lowest heat setting now on my dryer, or I'll air dry them. And I don't know if maybe it's big clothing companies just, like, making sure their clothes shrink so you have to buy new ones, or if it's dryers are too hot now, or what it is. But, like, it's really bothers me when my favorite sweatshirt that I've washed several, like, times suddenly starts shrinking to the point where, like, it doesn't, you know, reach my wrist anymore, you know? Just me.
Oh, yeah, that is
really just annoying. Me.
Or... Well, maybe your arms are growing.
That's
no, like, I hate that too.
I haven't hit puberty, so maybe, yeah.
No, that is really annoying. It could be crappier, like, materials. I do know that, like, it's actually just better for your clothes to wash them on cold, and it's less energy.
I wash it on clothes, like, cold tap. But drying it is where it messes up my clothes.
You can also dry it on cold.
On cold?
Yeah. Yeah. Legitimately, just dry it on cold.
Oh, so it just air tumbles until it dries?
Yeah, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it depends. Some of my clothes shrinks when I'm, like, when I throw it through the dryer. But then it seems like it shrinks, like, once. And then it kind of just stays.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, stays at, like, whatever that limbo is.
But yeah, I think it's a just a me thing, because you guys aren't as livid as I am about this, it
seems. Well, yeah, I do hate, like, when my wrists are showing on, like, shirts and stuff like that, because, like, I have long forearms.
I just know that my dad still has clothes from, like, the 80s hanging in his closet that he still wears, and it fits him just fine, but I can't keep clothes for more than 2 years before it shrinks and doesn't fit me anymore.
Yeah, but how often has he worn that clothes from the 80s? Like, is it like a dress shirt
that he wears once? He probably wears that a lot.
I was going to say the other thing too is like we were talking about like people doing laundry and like your parents doing it and the mom doing it. I don't do a lot of Sam's laundry because I don't know which ones can be dried and which ones can't.
I
feel like a lot of men's stuff can all just basically be dried like normal. But then I go to throw stuff in and Sam's like, oh, did you dry that? And I'm like, no. Like, all right. You know, I was like, you can just do laundry then. Like you can take over that household task and I'll do other like household tasks to like contribute. But that way I don't like mess up something that you have, you know, or whatever.
That's true. Do you separate? Like I just throw all my clothes into one thing.
No, we throw in our clothes together. We don't do like her load and then.
No, but do you do whites and like colors?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you do?
Again, yeah. Most of the time we do like all of our stuff together, like just our jeans and our normal shirts and pants and whatever. But then like she has some white tops and whatever, so we'll do like one white load. But other than that, we really don't separate. And then like towels and underwear, I guess, or that's another load that we separate, but. Those are like the three main categories, I guess.
I don't think I have enough white clothes to like give it its own run.
I didn't, but now that I have her, she has some more white clothes to it.
Yeah.
Eventually we just do like a load of whites, but.
No, yeah. I do not have enough. And I usually don't wear a lot of different things because I'm usually in uniform all week. So like.
True.
Do you think like a load of whites was more common when like. Whitey tighties were like commonplace.
I think
is that a thing?
White undershirts maybe, too, right? White
yeah, you know what I mean.
White yeah, socks, like, white. Yeah, and then they wore suits more often. Yeah, I would.
Oh,
say
they
so.
Wore suits every day. They wore a 3-piece suit. Like,
yeah,
that's insane. You guys ever think about like how hot it must have been back in like the 1800s when people were walking around in like full suits, and especially the women walking around in like. You had all those corsets and like giant puffy dresses, and that must have been. And no one had like deodorant or good soap. Like,
yeah, that's gross.
What were you doing? Oh man, there's no way that anybody smelled good at all back then.
I always but think like, about that. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
you just get used to it. That's like, I'm not saying it's great, but like, if that's what everyone smells like, then it doesn't smell that bad. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. I know what you're saying.
True,
but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still, I like comparative that must have smelled terrible to like people nowadays. But
I always think about right. that whenever I see them. Like, oh, we recolorized this footage from the 1920s of like New York City, and then I always watch it back. I'm like, oh wow, it really puts it into perspective, like what people wore. And I noticed that like. Every single person wore a hat back then. Like, every single person wore a hat. And there was all different types of hats. And, you know, I'm just like, the hat makers back then must have made so much money. I got to show you some of these clips. If you ever watch a clip from, like, the 1920s or whatever, just look at their heads and you'll be like, okay, every single person has a hat.
No, you're right. Yeah. Now that you pointed out.
I don't know what it is.
About, like, that kind of footage, I feel like you're definitely like right on it.
We don't,
because even the ladies had hats.
Yeah,
like, that was their big thing, is like a Sunday hat to go with their Sunday best, you know, type of thing. And they had like the giant ones. The bigger your hat, like the cooler you were back in the day.
They're like peacocking or something, right?
Kind of, yeah. The
bigger, yeah. So summer's coming up, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, got any summer plans?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
Do you guys...
Nothing?
Do you guys, like, plan things for the summer? Or, like, do you guys kind of just go with the flow? Like, and just do plans whenever you're available? Because I feel like most people wait till, like, the summer. Because, obviously, their kids are off of school. So, it's easier to just do a trip during then. But I feel like the better times... Like, I like to try to do trips in, like, August. Like, fall weather. I feel like I like those vibes way more than, like, the summer vibes.
I think summer's is hot, so unless you're doing something that's like beach, yeah, shut up.
I think it's like, you know, warm.
You know what I mean? Like really hot versus, you know, like, I don't know.
Really cold.
When it's warming up in May versus like August. But anyways, so unless you're doing something that's like water-based or like that you can cool off, I think I enjoy doing a fall or a spring trip more than like a summer one.
I'd agree. I would do more of a fall one. I don't have kids right now. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's like we're adults. If we have the money, we have like in between like free time of like work. It's just I just get the things I want. Like yeah, if there's like a lot. It's a lot of money. Then yeah, you have to save up for it. But like besides that, there's like it's like oh, we want to go out to eat. It's like well, let's go out to eat. You know what I mean? Like there's not like oh, we gotta take Timmy to the dentist. You know what I mean? Or it's like we gotta wait till the summer or the winter to do these kind of things. And yeah, like you still have to get time off work, and that takes like time. But like planning wise, like I don't know. I don't have like in big plans that like take me a while to. Get there, you know.
It makes me laugh because I was just thinking about this the other day in the store. I just went to the store the other day and I bought like candy on a whim. Yeah. And I was like, man, my childhood self would like be loving this right now. And not that I wasn't loving the fact that I like bought candy, but the idea of like me having the money to just buy candy, like I feel like I shouldn't be able to just buy whatever I want if I have the money. Does that make
there
sense?
There's no restrictions.
Like you know what I mean? No, like I'm an adult now, but I still have the mind of like a child, and I'm like I can just do whatever I want. No one's stopping me. Like this is, yeah.
You
yeah,
could go to the store and you could just like shovel their entire candy section into your shopping cart.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Sure, it'd probably be like $300-$400. You could do that and then go home and then just sit on your pile of candy, and then you could just throw it all in the trash, and like you're an adult, there's no one stopping you. You literally there's the no one
yeah,
stopping you.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like went on a whole roundabout thing there and didn't even explain it very well, but that was exactly my point. It's like there's no restrictions on what I can do with my money. I'm an adult now, and it was like a wild thought to me, like when I was at the store buying that candy.
Does it taste as good though? That you can just get it instantly now?
It kind of did because, like...
Oh, okay.
I could just get it instantly. That was what made it taste good, was the fact that, like, I could just have it, you know?
I mean, I bought 15 copies of Interstellar. That's when I learned that I could just buy what I wanted to from a store.
I know, like, I've had this thought many times because I've bought random things, and I'm like, wow, I can just buying this right
no,
now.
No, it... But, like,
it's always funny when it kind of rehashes.
Yeah, I think I had that thought like the other day. Yeah, I was just like, we can just like kind of buy and do whatever we want that now that we have money, but we're like smart enough now that we're like, well, we probably shouldn't always buy whatever we want. Probably should save some of it.
Yeah, but think how like excited your younger self would be and how easily like happy they would be if just like, I got to go to the store and I got bubble gum. And it's like, why can't I just be happy about that simple thing?
That's so true. That's why I know I'm going to make a bad parent, because I'm just going to give in and like buy the thing that they want. Because I'll be like, well, I'll buy you all this candy because I know I'm going to eat it too. Like,
or see, like that's when you just buy it and you don't tell them and you eat it in your closet. Yes. That's good parenting, I'm pretty sure.
My parents would buy us... Like, their rule was like, we'll buy you whatever you want from the store, but as long as you eat it. And believe it or not, most of the time, we didn't eat it.
You could have whatever you wanted?
Not like candy, but like food items. It was like, can you buy these like Hot Pockets and things like that? They're like, yeah, as long as you eat them. And Adam, then there were some times where we didn't eat them.
What? How did you lose then? Okay, you didn't eat it. Did they not buy it anymore?
Then they'd or
did
be they like, just well, like, now we don't trust you. These breakfast corn dogs have been sitting in the freezer for 3 months. You haven't touched them once.
I would have just started throwing out the stuff I didn't like secretly.
No,
they're eating it still.
They still did, but I think it was just more of like, I think they were less lenient with it. But most of the time, as I got older, I was like, yeah, will you eat this? Yes. Okay. Will you eat it in like less than 5 hours of it being home? Yes. It was like, okay, then maybe we shouldn't buy that because it needs to last. Like my mom would put all the good snacks in like our mudroom, like near our washer and dryer. You guys know in my parents' house, in that room. underneath that counter. And like as soon as the good snacks went in there, by the end of the night, this those snacks would be up the stairs and in one of our bedrooms.
You just think about it.
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, my mom kind of just bought whatever she bought and like
you were happy.
Yeah, I was you just got what you got type of deal.
It's just crazy to me. Yeah, I don't know. Like it wasn't that much. We did have like the thing where like if snacks were bought, like we couldn't be the first ones to open them. It had to be like a parent, and then once they were open, then we could eat it.
Then it was free reign. You could just
yeah.
That wasn't a rule in our house, but it was like an unspoken rule that once it was open, you couldn't stop me from sneaking some of it, type of deal. Yeah. So then, yeah, then
if my mom wanted it, she would just hide it in her room.
Yeah.
What were the big ticket items in your guys' household? Ours were those string cheese, like the mozzarella string cheese things.
Oh, yeah, string cheese.
You would find the wrappers like littered across some people's rooms. Yeah. Like there was like a crime scene of. And
my mom would always yell at us just in general because we'd leave the cough drop wrappers when we were like sick. We would just like inhale cough drops.
Oh,
that's what you'd do.
Really?
And then. Well, like, you just keep popping them, but we would leave the wrappers everywhere, so the cheese stick wrappers reminded me of that. We did it the same
way. You know you're supposed to take, too, like, one every 2 hours.
Yeah, they're supposed to be every, like, 2 or 4 hours, but I guarantee no one on the face of this earth listens to that. Big ticket items, though, your question was, what was the... I don't know that we ever had, like, anything... I feel like my mom kind of went through phases of buying different stuff.
Like she would whatever buy, was on sale or like coupons.
Well, like yeah, but like she would like look for like she like bought Chobani yogurt for like a long time for like a year straight. Like of
ooh,
of
where stuff, you dumped the stuff like, in?
No, like just the
cookie.
It was like crumbles. Jam was at the bottom and you mixed it up or whatever.
Ooh, that's still good.
But yeah,
those are really
tasty. She like would go through phases where she bought like that like every time she go to the grocery store and then she like would swap it out for a different item later. But yeah, I don't know that we ever really had, like, one specific thing that we...
Fruit snacks? Fruit roll-ups? Those type of things?
We were... Honestly, we didn't really get a lot of the, like...
We didn't get to buy those. Those were, like, really, like, special treats.
Really? Yeah. Fruit snacks?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, Peter, like, we went... When I went to school, my mom had a pack of lunch, and she just would pick, you know, like, make a sandwich, throw in a fruit snacks, throw in a cup of peaches, like, that type of thing, and then send us all.
Well, when I went to school... The lunch lady was really mean.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
She would give you cough drops.
Yeah. Didn't you have a crush on the teacher, too?
My principal, yeah. He was great. Love you, Dad.
As you're older now, do you have, like, a go-to meal that, like, you always kind of cook?
I wasn't really talking about this with somebody, like, recently, but... I always end up talking about this like in general. I think one of the hardest parts about being like an adult person is having to figure out what the fuck to eat.
True.
Because I struggle so much with planning meals. Like I can plan meals for a couple of like weeks and then I'll get to the end of that and I'm like, I have to plan more meals. Like, what is this? And then you have to buy all the ingredients to make meals. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's so much work. Do you guys have, like...
I don't like, have a meal. I was seeing if you guys... I was seeing if you guys could, like, give me an idea. Because I'm out of ideas for meals.
We're all,
like, I want, like, an easy... Like, if you were like, yeah, I make, like, a grilled quesadilla every single, like, time I'm hungry. It takes, like, 10 minutes. I just cut up some chicken, throw it in, and then... That's what I was hoping for.
No, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Well, I don't know. I've gotten to a point where, like, there's some things I would make for myself. I'm just lucky that, like my wife likes to cook. And then, like, also, like, I'm just not picky. So, like, for example, she's a vegetarian. I'll have meat in my food, but for the most part, and she's fine even cooking it for me, but for the most part, like, I'll just eat whatever she makes. So, like, for example, like, we had today, she threw on the pot and I helped her with it. We made gnocchi, just like a package of gnocchi, or gnocchi, whatever. And then threw some, like, heavy whipping cream, parsley, a couple other herbs and spices, cheese, and made like an Alfredo sauce. And then we had put that in there. And then we had leftover. She made ratatouille like a week ago. So we've been eating ratatouille for a while. So we had ratatouille, like bits of ratatouille, and then like vegetables and stuff. Like that's like, we usually get like, I think the best, it's not like an organized meal. It's like just a combination of stuff. So like another very common meal is we'll do couscous, and then we'll just do like some meat source. So she does her fake meat, and I just use random meat, like usually like Tyson chicken. I cut it up, heat it up, cut it up, and then I usually just throw it some sauce in it or something like that, like Thai chili or something garbage. So then throw in like a thing of like kale or broccoli, and then we'll just throw it on a bowl, and then we'll just eat that all together. It's like, it's filling, it's healthy, and it's generally quick, but it's not like, here is the mashed potatoes, and here is the steak, and here is the carrots, you know what I mean? Like, we just, like, do, like, mishmash of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah. I feel like we try to make some meals, like, Sam will find something on TikTok or something, and we'll try that, or we just have some meals like, you know, fajitas and chicken and throw it on a rice or throw it on a tortilla or something. And just like random hodgepodge. It's not a hodgepodge, but it's just like really simple versions of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're just lazy and don't want to like cook every night like full course meals. But
Adam, what do you eat?
Usually Rachel. Well, so Rachel now makes the weekday meals and then I do the weekend meals.
Nice.
So she'll like she has like a big list that she goes through. I mean, like, it's funny, like, we have a bunch of cookbooks, like, and like people never really go through the cookbooks, you know? So it's like,
I do nothing with this book.
Yeah. And they're pretty much just like paperweights at this point. But like occasionally, you know, we'll go through it and start making stuff. But yeah, it can vary, but we try to get like one pasta meal a week and then one kind of meal that includes like rice and one sandwich meal. So it like kind of, there is some sort of structure to it, but it varies.
Mm. We always do a pizza meal. We'll go every time we go to the store, we'll buy pizzas. And usually we'll like change up the type of pizzas. We really like, there's a brand called Raos, Raos. They also make like sauces and stuff, but they have some pretty good pizzas. We'll get like one pizza a piece, and then that's usually like our Friday meal is we'll do pizzas. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, I just kind of order food on the weekends.
No, I make that's stuff. No, you're in charge of two meals and you don't do anything.
The weekend meal person is more about like paying for going out to eat, because like Friday night we always go out to eat, and then like Saturday we might eat in, and then Sunday we probably eat in. But like,
if you say so.
Most of the time I'm ordering food, and then occasionally I'll make food.
Does Rachel tell you what she's like gonna make for the week, or are you just out whatever whim she's?
Yep.
You have no input on it at all.
But keep in mind, like, my palate, like, I will eat whatever. Like, yeah, as long as it's not, we've discussed this on the podcast before, as long as it's not like sauerkraut or mushrooms, wet mushrooms I don't like, I'll eat it. So
I'm so happy I'm not picky. I'm not saying I can't, like, I'm not saying you can't live, but like, there's very few things I won't eat, and it just makes life so much easier, because you're never that person that's like, I don't want that. It's like, sure, there's things I don't love, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I'll eat it. Somebody made it for me. That's free food. I'll eat it.
The waitress brings the wrong food out. I still eat it. That's more because I'm an introvert.
That's just because you're too scared to say it's the wrong food. You had to marry someone that would get your order correct for you. Yeah.
Zach usually stands up for me if I'm going out to eat with him. He'll flag down. Will you guys flag down waitresses with like a hand up?
I mean, depends on if like my meal is completely messed up. Like, if I forgot my side of ranch, I might ask for it if I see her again when she comes around and says like, "Oh, is everything okay?" I might be like, "Can I have my ranch, please? Yes. You forgot it." But
I'll do that, like, but I won't like look around and like wave them down.
There was one time we went out to Bonefish Grill or whatever, and I ordered like the salmon. And I, for whatever reason, I guess they like undercook their salmon. So it's like still kind of raw in the middle.
Oh.
And cool. So I got it and I like cut into it, and it was like still kind of like raw, like in the center or whatever, a little bit. Like, not like it didn't look like full cooked salmon. And I was like, I immediately like called the waiter or the waitress over. I think it was a waitress. And I was like, hey, I don't know if this is like undercooked or if this didn't get cooked right, or I'm confused. And she's like, oh no, that's just how we cook our salmon. Is that okay with you? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I just want to make sure it was like safe to eat, healthy. I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fine. She's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, that's just how we cook it. We can change it if you want. And I was like, no, it's already here. I was like, I'll eat it. So like, if something's like that, I'll call and like make sure that what I have is good.
But for your health and safety. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if they mess it up, like, you're like, oh, we'll comp for meal. I'm like, oh, you didn't have to. Yeah, thank you. Please do that.
I only want them to comp my meal if my meal came out after everybody else finished eating. Like, if my meal is that late and it's so uncomfortable where like I'm have to tell other people, yes, you can eat, like, I'm sure my meal will come eventually. Like,
yeah.
Then
yeah.
I want them to count my meal for sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't eat out that much. So I've never had those experiences before.
Yeah. I don't eat out a ton, but I feel like getting food incorrect is like not uncommon.
I can't remember the last time I've had incorrect food.
Peter.
Yeah. Do you go to like sit down restaurants or do you go to like just fast food more?
Usually, if it's a sit down restaurant, we'll order and then take it away.
Oh, you don't pay?
Yeah, we just run with it.
You don't even
wait. You don't eat it in the restaurant?
No, not usually.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah.
So why? I have a perfectly nice couch.
I don't know. It's just
you don't like. Sometimes well, I mean, just I like the vibe. That, but of sitting
yeah, it's something oh. different than your we specifically your couch,
don't like the vibe.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I definitely get it. There's advantages to taking where you don't have to like tip and everything, you know, so it costs less money and then you can go back and
eat it. I hate people.
The food's not as good if you take it away. Like,
yeah, true. It's not in a warm. Box
and then like
and then also too like you don't want
to way home.
Change it up a little. Like you're always eating in your house. Like you, like I don't know.
So what?
The free water, yeah. Peter. The free what?
now you got me.
That's wow. I guess now that I think about it, I never think about like, oh, Peter's out to eat at a restaurant with like.
No.
Yeah. I guess. Wow.
Don't get me wrong. Like I do eat out. Like, but like.
Not. At restaurants. I honestly
don't sit down. No. Hmm. Not really.
Hmm. That's honestly fascinating, Peter.
Yeah, we just don't. It's not our vibe. Yeah. I mean, I never have any problems. It's like if the food's like slightly wrong, like yeah, okay, we had it like 2 weeks ago. We ordered pizza from Domino's. Probably not going to order from them ever again.
I wouldn't sit down at Domino's either.
No, we sat down right in the lobby. It was weird. We had a banana pepper and pineapple pizza or whatever, and it was a green pepper and pineapple pizza instead.
Oh, I'd be pissed. We banana peppers. Wait,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's banana pepper like, and pineapple. Interesting. Yeah.
You should try it. It's delicious.
That sounds really good. I actually did sit down.
Get that. I get pineapple and pepperoni usually. Oh, it's so good.
I love pineapple on pizza.
It's so good.
I did sit down in a Pizza Hut the other day and like eat. Like dinner wow. there.
Really?
Yeah. The lady came over to us. She's like, we're not usually open for dining in. I was like, it's so nostalgic just sitting here. She's like, we're about to get our buffet like salad bar back. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, we just need to get more people to like come in and sit down like you guys. I was I'll spread the word.
Well, hey, look at you spreading it on this podcast.
Yes. It's
reaching so many 10 followers.
More people might be. Go to that Pizza Hut.
What are you single-handedly save that Pizza Hut?
That would be cool. No, they apparently do a bingo night there, so people come in and sit down at the tables for that.
That's crazy.
I think it's It's been about like an hour, it looks like. Guys, have anything you want to talk about? Anything you've tried?
Nope.
Triumvirate?
I've done nothing in the last 2 years.
Tried? No, I don't think so. Not that I think would relate to anybody in the audience.
Yeah, true. I have something that I tried, but I don't know if I should talk about it on the podcast. Maybe I'll talk about it afterwards.
We'll discuss after this podcast. Yeah. And if we start the next like episode, we'll start with what it was. If it's okay,
I won't be able to get your like raw reactions though.
It's okay. We can still talk about it.
Okay. Most of this isn't raw. I just fake it.
That's very true.
You know what you could do? We could cut it right here, and then you could talk it. Keep recording, talk it through. We can get the raw reaction, and then that'll be the intro to the next one.
Perfect. Yes. I mean, I think whatever I tell you guys are going to say, keep it in.
Yeah, that's true.
We could just end on it too. It's so random that there's no like way to segue into it.
Hey, okay, you're ruining a lot of it. Okay,
you're hyping it up a lot now.
Okay, true.
Let's go for it.
Well, this was good. I think we should try to do this more often.
What season is this?
This would be season 4, I think. Yeah,
I think we could squeeze in a once a month kind of deal.
I think we probably could. Yeah,
not doable.
Yeah.
12 episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thanks
for talking. Talk to you guys later.
I'll see you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.